All right, folks, welcome to NinosCorner.tv. I'm joined with, you're becoming a favorite, Bo Pony. Bo Pony is with me right now. We're going to be talking about what's to come. You hit your mark with October 7th, you did. And you're saying that something Christmas in November, correct?
Right. So there's a still, again, that's not my prophetic word, even though we use it one of our titles, but there's a couple of prophets. I know one for sure used the word Christmas in November. I kind of liked it. Secondly, you also, you know, feel like November is a very potential time point. You were saying something about November as well, too. All I know, so we go back to all the podcasts, you know, the most important thing is the window of time. And actually, God gave me some revelation. And so the window of time is between the summer solstice and the winter solstice.
Okay, hold it right
and
there.
We'll talk.
Hold
and then you, now you,
all right,
you,
hold
you,
on.
You go ahead.
Health with Nino, folks. Get your health with Nino. When it comes to anti-aging, we're all searching for a miracle pill, which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's a special type of collagen, and it's more effective at maintaining skin elasticity, reducing visible signs of aging, and promoting a youthful complexion than most anti-aging products I've seen typically found on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. I'm one of them, folks. Simply place your order now and get 53% off along with many other free bonuses before they sell out, and they always sell out. Get your collagen, folks. Health with Nino, baby. Get on it. Hit the description box down below. All right, Bo, let's get into this. Okay. I know you got a whole PowerPoint lined up, but what are we looking at here? I mean, you know, I've always said that October, and I've said this, people can go back and check, you know, I said October was going to be a vertical jump up, and it was. November, I was always kind of iffy about November. I didn't know what really how to read November, and this is just off my instincts, okay? And put together
That's
with
why you're such a good fighter, Nino, because you got good instincts.
Thank you. But, I mean, I'm kind of feeling like right now it's kind of stagnant. You know, things aren't really moving in any – in my opinion, any real particular direction. But I expect this to pick up, in my opinion, just in my opinion, going into springtime. But you're saying, no, that's not the case, correct?
So it's yes and no, because all of it is predicated on the cycle of time of 3.5 years. And we've talked about this over and over in your podcast. Just a couple days ago, and then again last night and this morning, God gave me another revelation, which I want to share with you, but it'll give you a better understanding and your viewers a better understanding as to the cycles of time. So Daniel's cycle of time, we've repeated that over and over again. Time is time times and a half a time, which is 3.5 years written in Daniel. Now, that transition time, there's a cycle that completes at 3.5 years, and then there's a transition window. So what have we said in the past? In our podcast, we said from the summer solstice hitting, right, then we're heading into a 180 day transition into the winter solstice, and that's the transition window. So now this is, we're transitioning from evil to good. And so, and then that starts us in the year 2024. So actually, I give a really good visual representation of what I just said. I actually put this together because, again, Father.
But hold on, what
this
was
this?
But what was Christmas in November supposed to be?
Well, the first thing was we were supposed to see potentially. I don't know the events that are going to happen. Okay, I like the thing that Christmas in November, because the cycles that I'm looking at are showing that silver and gold are, and cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, are about to leap vertical. And so if precious metals and cryptocurrencies leap vertical, see, they will never, the evil side, will never let gold and silver leap vertical. They've manipulated it for generations. Why? Because how have they built Mystery Babylon with a money system? Okay, we've talked about this. The money is the root of all evil. They love it. Okay, so the love of money is a root of all evil. They love their money, and they know with their money, because, you know, in God, we trust. Okay, it's written on a Federal Reserve note, which is not federal, not a reserve. So in the God that's referenced on that Federal Reserve note is not Jesus Christ, not God the Father. It's their gods. Okay. And so they've used their money system based on paper, create, or digits, and they create it out of thin air. We've talked about this, and they went from millions in the 70s to billions, trillions, and quadrillions. So that's counting from 12 days to a million to 31 million years, which is a quadrillion.
Gosh.
Okay. So they created from 12 days to 31 million years, and that's without sleep. Okay. So the money expanded so enormously, you can't even, like, who can fathom 31 million years? Never mind a million years, right? And to count. It's not even possible. And so that's how our money's expanded. They've used this expansion of money to buy and pay off everybody and control everything through student loans, credit cards, mortgages, you name it, everything's bought and paid for, and everyone is bought and paid for. Virtually everyone.
So they've always known that this, they've always known this was coming. So they're going to pull the plug, or they want to. They want to.
Well, what they want to do is they want to bring on a satanic system of control, because basically, if you take down the money system, the four horsemen, right? So if you take down the money system, then people don't have means of transacting. And then you bring on a digital ID system, you bring on a digital system. And so, they've talked about the central bank digital currency, right? So that's their way of basically in controlling everybody. And if you don't abide by their rules, they turn you off, right? And this is how they ultimately want. It comes out of China. That's what they're trying to do. Now, on the other side of things, right, you've got a very big problem, because the United States, which they're trying to do this in, is a covenant nation, period. Okay. Israel and the United States are covenant nations. It's because of the covenant, everything they try is not going to work out for them, but they're trying to bring on this evil system, because they honestly believe they can do it, because they've been deceived by the great deceiver. So these people working in Hollywood, the people working in Washington D.C., the people working globally to push this with a great reset agenda, all these people actually believe they're going to get away with it. Because why? They've all been tricked or deceived by who? The great deceiver. You see, so he suckered them all in to believe that they're going to pull this off. And the great deceiver, he really knows that he's never going to beat. I don't think he really believes he can beat God, because God's undefeated. God even knows what everybody's thinking before they do it. So he knows what evil's trying to do. And so God's letting him walk in. And they're walking into what I've kind of called the greatest trap in human history. And so they think they're going to get away with this stuff. So did Pharaoh. And then the 10 plagues came upon Pharaoh in Egypt. And then what ended up happening, he come to the Red Sea. And God used Israel as bait at the Red Sea to sucker in Pharaoh and his whole army, and in a single day it was over. It's kind of like the title to this interview, The Kings of the Earth. The present day Egyptians will weep and wail. Okay. Why? Because they have an agenda to control humanity. When God shows up, he's setting them up. He's using us as bait for the greatest trap in human history. And when they walk into it, it all gets blown up and it falls apart and they get destroyed, just like what happened to Pharaoh at the Red Sea. And then when this moment happens, the kings of the earth will weep and wail, because their mechanism of control just got destroyed. And what was it? The U.S. dollar. So they're going to use a financial collapse to try to enslave and ensnare humanity. And God's going to, so that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord God will raise up a standard against them. And so what they're about to do, they have plans to cause a massive problem here. In December. Okay, there's going to be a very big
December
problem.
December. So wait, hold on. Okay, so before the winter solstice, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're heading.
That would make sense. They go by this calendar. So the winter solstice is December 21st.
Yes. Yeah. So they have some very sick plans for humanity that they're going to try to pull off based on the cycle that I'm looking at. Okay. And so they have some.
You think it'll be this winter solstice?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be
the next
December.
Maybe.
No, it's going to be this December. You'll see why. It's like based on the cycles, all the cycles are all adding up and they're all pointing to this December. And it all starts the first week. of December. Okay, you'll see the markets are.
What about this Christmas and Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Okay, so let's get into this. Okay, let's get into the. So let's go. I'm gonna answer all the questions.
Christmas in November. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. So let's go through here. Let's go through all the slides. Okay. So this is a slide that I literally put together yesterday, last night, and this morning. So actually, it's good we actually doing the interview today because I literally got this download yesterday and into this morning. So I finished tweaking it this morning. So this is basically a synopsis going back to the boogeyman. Okay. So remember. So
you know, rather good than job.
Yeah, I remember. I know you like that word, boogeyman. So this goes back to the boogeyman. So this will give everybody an understanding. So let's take some time here to really expand upon this. And then if people want, like, there's slides in this PDF deck. Actually, first up, if you want this slide deck, okay, pause this video, get out your phone, scan this QR code, and then you'll get this whole 40-page updated PDF for free. Okay. So don't say you don't get stuff for free. We get, you know, I'm trying to tell you that, you know, God's given me the time to understand his times, and I lay it out in color so people can understand it. So let's get going here on the cycle of time. So we've talked about, it'll be for time times the half of time, which is 3.5 years. Okay. Boogeyman comes on scene. So actually that's why it's called 19. Okay. So what happened is in December of 2019, that's when the whole thing started, specifically in the last day of Hanukkah. Are you with me?
Okay. Yeah.
So that was literally December 30th.
And that's when I quit. That's around when I quit drinking. That's interesting.
Beautiful. See, hey, I love it. See, wow. God's using you, and you're embedded into this timeline, which is awesome, you know, because this is a transition timeline from old into a new system. So now end times begins, not the end of the end. So we're not in the 7-year tribulation. We're in the beginning of the end, called the time of sorrows. Okay. That takes us into January, and coincidentally, this is so crazy how awesome this all works out. So you've got Israel was in bondage to Pharaoh or Egypt for 400 years. The Mayflower landed in 1620. What a coincidence that it's exactly 400 years. Now, the cycle of time, which God showed me, this is really awesome, which is, you got to give God the glory how amazing all this comes together. So it's a 3.5 years. So 3 years, 6 months to the end of their evil agenda. And then the next 6 months is the transition window. Okay, so it's 180 days, 180 degrees. That's the transition window. Are you with me there?
Gotcha.
So just to make this really simple. So if you go from January, when it all began, so what God showed me is the 6-month transition window is, it overlaps from the old to the new. So what's happening what happened in December when the boogeyman came on scene? Guess what happened in September, exactly opposite the cycle. So this was exactly 3 years, 6 months opposite of December. And so this is 6 months across the top, 6 months across the bottom. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So this is the transition. So it took evil, this is a better way to describe this. It took evil from December of 2019, from the boogeyman. It took 6 months for evil to grab control and opening. And then you had the rioting in Paris. You had what went on, you know, a few couple of days later went on in Portland, Oregon. And so basically all hell broke loose on Earth.
Right, but you know what I noticed is
a
lot of things did not happen to the way they wanted it to. It kind of all failed.
Well, it failed, but it transitioned perfectly. So let's go through the timeline here. So you've got December, boogeyman comes on scene. The 6-month mirror to that is September, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the 50-year comes to an end. And we talked about 45 having a Glock in his hand on the Day of Judgment. And that's from the biblical time point, that ended the 50-year cycle. And so now and it's called the Day of Judgment. So whatever is sealed on that date, God will manifest this by the end of this year, because in January 21st of this coming year, the 50-year cycle ends for Roe v. Wade. And Roe v. Wade was the linchpin for all of this to happen, because when you go back and study, it was in 1973, Roe v. Wade became law. For 50 years, God allowed evil to take control of the world, and look what you got, okay? So evil is Roe v. Wade was the linchpin for all of this manifesting. That makes sense.
Gotcha.
So September of this year, literally September, October. So at the end of September, we Yom Kippur, September, October, November. So that's November started, which was the marker to the boogeyman in December 2019. Are you with me?
Gotcha.
So then we get to 400 years, and then now we're literally starting all the chaos that's starting off in January with the boogeyman effects, okay?
Right.
And this is the first seal is now opened as of January 2020 period. So January 21st, you'll manifest. So the opposite to that is October. And what happened October? The Israel war.
Yep.
Okay. So these are, very powerful January. So now, so from January, we've got October. So now God started to take control. Here, evil started to take control. So by the end of this, evil's in control. By the end of this, God's in control. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then we go to November. And so I did an interview in November with Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. And I basically said, watch the next month of March, because it's going to be between a 30 to 40% market collapse in the month of March. We're going to talk about this in a second, and why this is happening, what's about to happen here in December, because this exact cycle that we witnessed right here in February, March is right now. Is wow. Right.
So we're
now.
Going into that right now.
Yes. So we're into, so next month, by the end of December, into the end of the year, we're going to have between a 30 to 40% market collapse on the US stock markets based on the cycle that we're seeing right now. And so I'm doing this interview specifically. What I want to do with you is because I wanted to put out the warning again, like I did in February of 2020. So we're in November right now. So November is setting the stage for what's about to happen here in December. And so the 400 year cycle, it's really interesting, because how crazy is this, Nino? The Mayflower landed in 1620. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until, it was not until 1623 when the first Thanksgiving happened.
Interesting.
This is insane. The Mayflower landed in 1620, but they didn't have the first Thanksgiving until 3 years later in 1623. So if we run a 50-year cycle, Nino, this yesterday was exactly 50 years.
Or 400,
I'm
right?
I'm 400, sorry, 400 yeah. years to the mark, to the exact mark of the first Thanksgiving. So think about that, right? So boogeyman comes on scene 3.5 years. You got Thanksgiving. It's perfect from 400 years ago to now, from the Mayflower landing to the first Thanksgiving is like, boom, we're sitting in it right here, right now. So what's about to happen? So what happened is in February, we had the warning for the market crash, which then happened in March. So right now we have the warning for the market crash, which is about to manifest here in December. So the market crash, this is where God's potential will flip the tables, because then that leads us into the next 2 months. So what happened after the market crash in March, the next month was April. April was when oil went to negative $38 a barrel.
And that is January.
That will be January. And January, and then remember the oil, this is the interesting part, because oil going to negative $38 a barrel is what? Foreshadowing of the petrodollar.
Right.
Petrodollar, right? So the US dollar is going to begin to collapse in January into February, because why? It's exactly off. The marker was the foreshadowing in of the oil, meaning petrol, of the dollar. And so Saudis have now left the BRICS. And so the Saudis are no longer a part of, the Saudis joined the BRICS. Saudis are no longer a part of the petro in the dollar. So there's just paper,
right.
US dollar itself. And so we're about to see a collapse of what? The money system. the money system.
And that has to happen before all the other stuff transpires with Mr.
Right.
T.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And this is interesting because remember we said in Purim is not until March 23rd, I think it is. And so, and then that's exactly 7,000 days from when Melania.
Can I just interject real quick? February would be 5 months from the time when Mr. T said, we will be done. Biden, he kind of said it in one of his rallies. He said, Biden will be out in 5 months. And I calculated it. It was 5 months is February. If that's just speculation.
Well, whatever it is, there's expected to be a godly intervention here as December into January, as December's ending, because it's into the solstice, right? Because remember, even what happened with the war, right? The actual very last day was Tabernacles, and that's on the very last day, very last moment. That's when the war broke out in Israel, literally 50 years to the exact ending of the 50-year cycle. So the very end of that would be as December ends into January. So something's about to go down here as we descend as the year's ending and then heading into January, because the year 2024 is expected to be a time of blessings and vindication. And also in that exact same month, the 50-year cycle ends for Roe v. Wade on the 21st of January.
So we need to really watch December, January.
Well, yes.
Those are going to be hard months.
Hard months, because basically you'll notice here after the stock market, I put it all in red, right? Because after the stock market crashed here in 2020, then the oil crashed a month later, and then evil came upon the earth with George Floyd riots, and all hell broke loose on the earth by the end of May. Now, the interesting part is the Tabernacle War that's going on right now. Remember the cycle for the Tabernacle War? What do we talk about? The Tabernacle War, there's four dates in it. The fourth date is May 31, the end of May. Right. So we're heading into some very powerful time points for things to be manifesting on this world as we're heading into 2024. So if we look at them having full on control of humanity by the end of May here in 2020, that would parallel with February of 2024. So something's going down with a financial system that's horrific and historic at the same time, because it depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on. But what we want to look at here is how this is going to go down. When God intervenes, we're going to step into what's called the Great Shaking, okay? We're going to see massive earthquakes potentially, or large-sized earthquakes start popping, go off, volcanoes going off. I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't know, but I would suspect it's going to go off before year end. Why? Because if you do the calculation of time from September of 2017, which is when this happened, the great eclipse came across the United States, 2017, you had the Revelation 12 sign in 2017. You understand time, it'll by the sixth year, you're supposed to complete your work. So then the seventh day, seventh year, you rest. So the seventh, so that would take us to everything should be completed by the end of this year, which would be into this winter solstice into year end, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So something's about to go down. The cycle on the stock market. So again, so Revelation, we're in the beginning of the end, not the end times. Okay, we're not in the tribulation. So we've got the first seal has now been opened. That was Boogeyman. Second seal piece was taken from the earth. And now this is a third seal event, which is a financial collapse. A financial collapse will be next. Why is that important? Because they've used the money. They love it. They've used it and they've expanded it from millions to quadrillions to enslave and control all the globe. So
I know this has to come.
The money system, the dollar system is going to blow up. And this is where, the writing on the wall, you've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Your kingdom has come to an end. Darius came in with Belshazzar that night, died within 24 hours. What happened to the Red Sea was within 24 hours. The event that's coming is going to be within 24 hours. All this is going to go down when it goes down. It's going to be crazy. with how this all plays out. Now, the cycle here, this is what I want to show you and your viewers. I want to reiterate the importance of November, of what's the, this is the warning for December. The cycle itself is the same cycle. Remember I said how the cycle, the months are paralleled right here, and I showed you on this chart right here. So this chart, so we're looking at March of 2020 is parallel with December of 2023. So the cycle predicted in February 2018.1, 2, and then December crash of 2018, and then the massive collapse in February, in March of 2020. I did the interview right here. You can see where I'm looking on a circle right here.
Yep.
Okay. So this little red flag. Okay. So this little red flag was February's warning for what's going to happen in March. So if I take this cycle, we got 1, 2 collapse. 1, 2 collapse. Mm. This right here, this warrant, this red flag is right here, November 2023. So we're looking at the support line comes in around 24,000. So it could go deeper, I don't know, but the support line's indicating that the US stock market will collapse minimum potentially into the end of the year 30%.
Jeez.
Kim Clement had a prophecy of they will 20,000. So could it go to 20,000? Yeah, that would be a 46% collapse on the US stock markets next month.
Wow.
And the cycle is telling us that the markets are US stock markets are expected to begin to turn down next week. And then as December begins, the plunge begins.
Oh my gosh. This is going to get really bad. This is be a lot of chaos.
Right. So now the question is, you know, what's causing, see, cycles precede events. Let me repeat that. A cycle, which you're looking at here, they precede the event. So the cycle is screaming, look out for December. I've been saying this since January of this year. So if the cycle is screaming, look out for December, my question is, what happens in December? Are you with me, Nino? Like, what's the event? What's the event that's going to go down to cause a 30 to 40% US stock market collapse next month? See, we know the event that happened here. This is when the whole world got shut down, right? In March.
Right.
So does the whole world get shut down again? You see, what goes down in December?
It's going to mirror it.
Yes, but with new events, right? But these events lead to God's glory. You see, this is the flipping of the tables that we've talked about, and then and you've basically been mentioning as well to where you know through people that's coming, right? So this is the flipping of the tables moment where this collapse is when God intervenes and then takes down.
But December will go into January and February, correct? Before
so the market collapse here in December then leads to historic events that need to transpire in January because someone's going to have to be there to fix what just happened.
So December and January and February are going to be very interesting months.
Yes.
Particularly after the 21st of December, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, all of December, as December starts, it should start dropping. But I do not be surprised if the U.S. stock market just literally plunges into year end. So this is going to be, it's like this. It's going to be you know, this thing is a white Christmas. This will be a black Christmas and a white Christmas. It depends on what side of the fence you're sitting on.
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be one of the worst Christmases in history and one of the best Christmases in history.
Jeez.
So that's what the cycle is screaming. So we're looking for a shaking. The cycle is predicting that we're supposed to have go down into year end because this again, we're just going to double check our math, right? The double check in the math says that the work is to be completed by the end of the sixth year so that the seventh year brings a year of rest. So as the year 2023 ends, the lion is expected to roar. We go through, you know, they will bring this nation to its knees. Expect that in December. And then you will hear the sound of great victory. So the cycles precede events. They will bring this nation to its knees.
The final kill shot.
And you will hear the sound of great victory. Okay. I want to play a quick little video in a second. Before I do that, I want to, this was, so you have an understanding of, again, time. This is just not my opinion. The incredible prophet, Kim Clement, I'm going to play a 2-minute clip, which I want your viewers to hear and you to also hear, please, David, because you'll understand that, again, it's all in God's perfect timing. And Kim Clement spoke about this timing, I believe it was 18 years ago, potentially based on this prophecy. Okay. So I want to give you the reference date, the date of June, the end of June, 2016. That's when 44 let the funny people, that's when 44 let people that, you know, that you and I, whatever you want to say, into the military. So there you go. So you can put that in. Okay. So, and then that takes us 7 years into the summer solstice. Are you with me? So from the summer solstice of June, the end of June, into the end of June, 2023 is your 7 years. All right. So there's your 7-year mark. And then, like I said up here, it's 7 years, and then it's going to be a 3.5 window of transition. I'm sorry, it'll be a 6-month window of transition. So as the sixth, so what we're saying is from the summer solstice, we're going to transition into the winter solstice, 180 days, 180 degrees. And so I just wanted to give you the understanding of why the 7-year prophecy is important. And then from here, I wanted to play that prophecy for you because it'll give you a deeper understanding. Let me exit out here. So that'll give us a better understanding of the actual prophecy and what Kim was saying. Because I think this is prophecy is going to be rather incredible to your viewers to listen to. So let's play this here. Share screen. Okay, here we go.
For many that have cried out and said, God will destroy this nation, the Spirit says, may I remind you the covenant that I made with this nation is immutable, is unchangeable. Do not forget the antiquity of the covenant that I made with this nation. Yes, they will be judged for the evil that they do, but can I take away a blessing that I have already imposed upon them, that I created and spoke before the world began, that I created and spoke over this nation to feed the world, to heal the earth? God says, yes, judgment will come. But it shall not come at this time in the fashion that they have spoken. They have said, there shall be a crash and America shall be crippled. God said, not at this time, not at this time. For I have raised you up for a season. And there shall be 7 years where I will take you out of your besiegement. You have been besieged for 7 years, America. You have been surrounded by your internal enemies. Haters of America have stood up. And then they have said, there are those in the church that are anti-Israel. I say to you that there are many, but there are many more that are in the church that are anti-America and anti what I am going to do in this nation. I will give you a president that shall bring some ease to your debt challenges, and I will take the wealth of the wicked and for a season transfer it into the hands of the righteous and those who have given and poured out their blessing into my land and to my people, says the Lord. It is not the time for the crash. It is not the time for the crippling of this nation. No, it's not. I commanded you to pray for this nation, not to curse it. And its due judgment will come when Israel comes to Yeshua. When Israel stands alone and nobody, not even this nation, stands with Israel. Look to that as the sign of my coming. But to this day now, it is not that time. I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation, and they shall be taken out of this siege that you've been in for 7 years, and give you one that shall rule, that shall take the finances and bring ease to the debt. And then the songs will come from all over this nation, from young people who deserve to sing my song that I put into this prophet for 4 decades, not to be wasted, but for them to sing as I let these sing from youth.
I love Kim Clemente, man. Kim Clemente, wow.
So if you caught what he was saying, and that's why I wanted to bring up 44's presidency and what he did in the summer solstice at the end of June, right? That 44 presidency, what he did, he would, that initiated the 7 years of evil. How awesome is this, right? So 7 years from 2016 is the summer solstice, the end of June, when the text came out linking Hunter to with his dad, right? And that ended, so that started the 6 month transition into the end of this year. And we literally only have like what, four or five weeks left into year end. So, and the cycle,
the real turn, the noticeable turnaround will be February.
Well, no, December. Well, yes and no, because December, something huge is about to go down, and then God intervenes, right, and flips the tables on them.
Right, we're back in position is going to be February, right? That's when things really get going for us.
I would say, yes, I think you're right. Okay, I don't know, but I do know that, when everything goes dark, right? And when the lights come on, you will hear the sound of great victory. So that might only be 3 days. So which means by the end of this year, because what happens is there's a thing called a winter crux, which I find rather fascinating to check out. But I've got a little slide on this. But basically, it's a time of the year that the winter crux specifically talks about how the sun it doesn't move for basically 3 days. And that's why they call it, the Christmas, because mm-hmm. on the 24th, each day starts getting longer. So it's the not S-O-N, it's S-U-N.
Gotcha.
So the sun god, S-U-N god, lowercase s, because these are sun worshipers. And so that's why they're squeezing them. Say again. And lowercase g. So God is squeezing them right now into the winter crux. A crux, by definition, means a massive transition point. That's what a crux is. So it's a major shifting point in the world. And so we're going into the winter crux. And what that's doing is every day basically is getting shorter. Their time is getting shorter. And then that there's a point in time for 3 days. It's just like the sun stays still. And then on the 25th, it starts to rise. And so, and then you will hear the sounds of great victory. Could it be that simple? I don't know. But I don't think that we will have to wait until February to maybe see it. I think we're going to see historic events transpiring as this year ends. Because when God intervenes, it's like what happened to, look at the Red Sea, right? Within 24 hours, it was obvious what happened, right? Look what happened to Belshazzar with the writing on the wall. Within 24 hours, he was dead. And then Darius is in within 24 hours that evening, and then Babylon falls. Mm. Remember, the writing on the wall is the fall of Babylon. And so we're stepping into the writing on the wall, the fall of Babylon. We know we're in the 50-year cycle. And so from when we talked about the 7 years of evil that literally came to an end in the summer solstice, we're in a transition window, 6 months, 180 days into the winter solstice. And then that's going to lead us into 7 years of awesome things, awesome time. But this is, like Kim said, this is not a time of judgment. You got to listen to the words of what he said. He said, it says, this is not a time of judgment. See, when you read Revelation, it's really scary because God brings judgment on the world. This is going to be, when God brings judgment on the world, holy mackerel, it's a whole different level, okay? Right now, we're seeing vengeance. God, Jesus Christ, when you read Isaiah 61, it's the day of vengeance. So the year of the Lord's favor is a jubilee. Now, this is it, okay? We don't know the day of vengeance. That's why, like, we're talking, I don't know, but I'm doing the best math I can. But I'm showing you what God literally showed me with the cycles right now, what's about to happen in December, January, like these next December, January, and February, huge months. Okay. Especially the end of this year. Okay. Huge, huge, huge biblical time point. And so we're waiting for what's called a day of vengeance, and no one knows, but it says also, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so God's going to come in and fight for us. What happened to the Red Sea? God came in and fought. See, God showed up at the Red Sea. It was God's battle. Moses had to hold a staff, but it was God's battle. God parted the sea. God closed the sea. God destroyed Pharaoh. God destroyed his army. God did it all. It was God's battle. This is a worldwide syndicate. This is God's battle. There's no way that 45 can come in, or anybody, any man can come in and stop a global worldwide syndicate. But we can, because of Roe v. Wade being overturned, and it says in Romans 8:31, if God is with us, who can stand
against?
Okay. Beautiful. And so knowing those scriptures like that, and this is the 50-year jubilee, we've overturned it. It says it, and specifically, it's in Second Chronicles. If my children, I've loved the scripture because it's so powerful, because none of it ever, the last part was never fulfilled until Roe v. Wade was overturned. But if my children who are called by my name, remember, if my children who are called by my name humble themselves, check, pray, check, seek my face, check, and here it is, turn from their wicked ways. We have. We just, the killing of the kill of the creator's creation, wicked. Wicked. We have turned from our wicked ways. And then there's right here, it says then we will hear from heaven. We're going to hear from heaven. God's going to forgive our sins, and he's going to do what? Heal our land. It's 400 years since the Mayflower. This yesterday, the 23rd Thursday, was exactly 400 years to the exact day of the first Thanksgiving. And the craziest part is, guess what? The prophet, you just listened to Kim Clement. Do you realize he passed away on Thanksgiving exactly 7 years to the exact day yesterday, David?
Wow.
Exact day. 7 years, a perfect Daniel cycle of time. And remember, his prophetic word is hypnotic November. November is not over yet.
That's true.
So will this happen? Because every part of he said strange July. Well, we had what all the stuff that went down in July, including Jim Caviezel's movie and then the alien thing. Okay. So we had all of that in July. So every part of that season's prophecies happened so far, and we're waiting on hypnotic November. Is that going to happen? God knows, not me, but I know the prophetic words. So all these people that have done everything, they've done it with the money. The money system was the root of all of this. Who did it all? These guys right here, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all these guys did it. That's why they know the reason for the title, okay? The kings of the earth, these are the kings of the earth, will weep and wail in a single day. This is going to go down. We've got confirmation of the 50-year cycle based on the Yom Kippur War, based on what just happened with Tabernacles. All of this is screaming that Babylon the Great is about to go down.
Oof.
Okay, we're going to transition as 24 begins into a new era. 24 is a time of blessings and vindication. Blessings are 30.
Well, I've heard 2025 is cleanup.
Well, there you go. You see, because of what happened to 2024, we'll see. But right now, what we're stepping into is, when God intervenes, we step into a window of divine favor. 24 begins it all. The cycle that we literally were looking at is telling us right here that window of divine favor begins in January because of the crash and what goes down into year end. And potentially we might see massive earthquakes. So don't be surprised if Mount Rainier,
I hope Yellowstone doesn't blow.
Mount St. Helens. Say it again.
I say, I hope Yellowstone doesn't blow.
Well, I don't know how this is going to go down. We'll have to see. But I just know that, you know, the eclipse came in right here, and this is where Seattle and Portland are. Yeah. And there's some earthquake, some volcanoes over in that area. So I just know that the prophetic word was, when God intervenes, the earth will rumble and evil will crumble.
Beautiful.
So that leads us into, and Kim Clement also prophesied, this will lead us into the great wealth transfer, the collapse of the U.S. dollar. And at some point in the near future here, we're going to have the return, because why? We're going to have him come rebuild back. He's going to have to come rebuild, because there's billions of people in this world that need a financial system. And if it tanks, we're going to have to come back and build back. What's he going to build back with? You know, you start off the interviews always, you know, you work with an affiliate, you know, of precious metals. Why? Because God's going to intervene. He's going to flip the financial tables. The third horseman of Revelation has what in his hands? Scales, financial scales. Okay. So the financial scales are going to flip, period. So you're going to see the paper money system that has all the weight right now, and it's way down. God's going to destroy the paper money system, and gold and silver and cryptos are going to do an absolute moonshot next year and starting soon. Like, we're set up for it right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Let things ready to blow. Okay. So everything's ready to blow right here, right now. This interview is the warning for what's about to go down in December.
So should I name it warning for December?
Sure. That's fine.
Okay.
Too. Whatever's most on your heart, you know, yeah. But I just want your viewers to know that, God,
look out December, look out December, the kings of the earth will weep and wail.
Love that. There you go.
All right, cool. Bo, thank you.
God bless you, Nino.
As always.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you on my everyone loves you on my show, man. Just saying.
Hey, I get this last stuff. God gives it to me. So glory to God, period, okay? I'm not that smart, okay? I'm really good at putting things together, but I'm not that smart. There's no way that I can predict market crashes the way that, you know, the last five market crashes, the cycles predicted them to the exact month, okay? You can't, no man can do
that. But this one's going to be the big one.
This is the big one, yeah. This is supposed to be the big one that's going to lead to, you know, to a black Christmas and a white Christmas.
And the timing of Biden meeting with Xi Jinping and the whole thing, it all points to that. I think you, well, let's wait and see, folks.
Right, the events we're trying to gather and piecemeal the events together. But the cycle doesn't change. You see, the cycle's already written. God wrote the end from the beginning. That's the point of the Daniel prophecy. It's a 2,500-year prophecy that stands. This prophecy stands while you are watching. This is Daniel 2, verse 34. A stone carved out by no human hand. While you were watching, we get to watch. A stone carved out by no human hand. I mean, God comes in, Jesus Christ comes in, and destroys the statue. What? Babylon. Babylon, right? It's like what happened with when they're building the Tower of Babel. Nimrod's building the tower just before it's finished. I'm going to repeat that again. Just before it's finished, God showed up.
Well, thanks, Bo. I appreciate you.
God bless.
God bless you.